and you are listening to the Texas Standard. There's a word Texas state officials have used quite a bit since last February's big blackout: winterization. That's because getting power plants ready to withstand cold weather is crucial to guarding against future energy failures. In fact, it's so important the state's Public Utility Commission recently passed new requirements for winterizing power plants. But most people probably don't understand what winterization actually involves. To learn more, Mose Bouchel of KUT Austin visited a natural gas power plant in Midlothian, Texas.
Before we start the tour, let's remember why we're here. Listen. You can even hear it crackling in the switchyard that connects this plant to the statewide grid.
That is the sound of electricity.
This is our tour guide, Kurt Terry.
On days where there's a little bit more moisture or dew like this, you'll pick up some of that.
Terry's the manager of this plant in Midlothian. It's a 6-unit operation. That means there are 6 electric generators here with their own turbines and chimneys to vent out air emissions. 3 of the main ingredients to make power here are gas, water, and air. Altogether, this plant can produce enough juice to power over 300,000 homes in times of peak demand like this year's blackout. And it can get loud.
Let's go see what it's all about.
As we walk through the site, I'm struck by how exposed much of it seems. The units here are all in a row in a big fenced-off field, along with a bunch of transmission and gas infrastructure and big water tanks. There are tons of pipes, valves, control panels, and a lot of it is kind of out in the open. In a colder part of the world, Terry says, it would not be like this.
Everything that you're seeing would all be inside of an enclosure, which is one of the challenges in the state of Texas. We've got to battle the heat more than we do the cold.
That, in a nutshell, is what winterizing is. You take a Texas power plant and make it so it can run in the cold, too. Last February, that did not happen. About half of the state's natural gas fleet had trouble making power. A lot of it was because those ingredients, air, water, gas, stopped flowing in the plant. So, let's start with air. You need air to run turbines to generate power. A lot of the moving parts of these plants, the valves and actuators, are also controlled with pressurized air. That requires big compressors, like the one you're hearing now.
If those lines were to freeze going to those valves and actuators, you may not be able to get a valve to control itself, which could ultimately cause a trip or, in this case, a forced outage.
And that's why, on this plant, they've installed dew point monitors and air dryers, because the drier the air is, the less chance the pipes freeze. They've also built little metal shelters and windbreaks around air compressors and other machinery. Here, I'm just banging on one with my fist. It's a simple corrugated metal structure, sometimes with a heater in it, but it protects against the winter weather, and it opens up in the summer to keep things cool.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll keep moving.
Next up, water. We take a look at the pipes that snake all around these units. A lot of them carry water, and most pipes seem insulated. But in extreme cold, that won't cut it. So at this plant, they've buried heated cables within the insulation. It's a system called heat tracing. It keeps the lines warm when temperatures outside drop.
That's what's going to prevent those lines from freezing, which allows us to be reliable in those cold weather events.
He says there are about 12 miles of it installed in the Midlothian plant, and other plants are getting more this fall. If the heat tracing malfunctions or the pipe temperatures drop, sensors go off to alert plant workers so they can try to warm things up.
We also have portable heaters at our disposal. We have line thawing machines. I mean, there's a tremendous amount outside of what we're showing you.
So all this stuff, the insulation, the heat tracing, temperature monitors, windbreaks, air dryers, this is what people mean when they talk about winterization. But the thing is, at the Midlothian plant, very little of this is actually new. Terry says it was installed here after an earlier winter freeze 10 years ago.
So a lot of what you're looking at today are things that we've improved upon coming out of the 2011 event.
And this is the reason Vistra, the big energy company that owns this plant, is taking reporters on these tours. Because unlike many plants, this one winterized before last February's storm and nothing froze or broke here. But the plant still couldn't produce enough power. The reason for that is our last stop. Gas.
This is the sound of a power generator starting up.
Right directly behind us is our actual, one of our gas yards coming into the plant. This is where the gas supply from the state of Texas turns into the plant. This is where we were basically handicapped during the winter event Uri.
That's because the storm also affected the natural gas supply. The gas stopped flowing. At certain times, the Midlothian plant was producing under a third of the energy it's capable of because there was so little gas coming through these pipes.
The units require roughly 650 pounds of pressure to operate. We had nowhere near the sufficient amount of pressure.
This is the big fight right now in the world of Texas energy. Power plant operators who are being made to winterize say gas suppliers should too, but a lot of gas suppliers don't want to. And so far, the gas side seems to have the upper hand. A proposed rule from the agency that regulates oil and gas in Texas allows them to opt out of winterizing. Kurt Terry and others worry that that could lead to a repeat of last February.
Right, when you've got your team out here and they're doing what they've been trained to do and they're producing power and they're basically being curtailed and held back, I mean, I don't think anybody ever wants to be in that position.
But as long as natural gas is unreliable in a storm, he says, so too is the state's electric grid. I'm Moz Bouchel in Austin.